Well, what an introduction for you, Reggie, there. So Reggie's in the studio right in front of me. Firstly, let me introduce. Hi, Reggie.
Hi.
And also I've got Tom to the left of Reggie as well. Reggie, the reason you're here is because you've written a book, and the most important aspect of the book is the fact that you're dyslexic. And also, Tom's in the studio. Tom's also dyslexic. And just to prove, you said you would not... Someone said she... Was it your teacher, Reg, said you'd never make a success of yourself? And you've actually written a book. So tell us about something about the book.
Well, I was asked to write the book by some friends about the stories we've had souling up and down the country. And I said, you're having a laugh. And then in the end, I thought I'd have a go. We put it on the computer, and I couldn't really understand how it all worked because of the way I spoke. And then a friend said, I'm going to have to write it by hand, and then she'd type it up because the computer wouldn't let me say the words I wanted to say.
So basically, the book is actually about your life as you grew up and your love of music, which happens to be soul music. But the whole relevance of the story that is that it was quite difficult for you to write the book. But once you'd actually put it together, and then you approached a publisher, did you?
No, what happened was I finally wrote it after 7 years. And then I was going to self-publish. I lost my mother just before the book was finished, and I had a little bit of money to play with. It seems a shame that you do get some money when you lose a parent, but that's how it happens. And I was going to self-publish, but a friend of mine put me in contact with a publisher who said, I dearly don't want you to self-publish this, I'd like to take it on myself, and that's how it went.
So who is the publisher?
It's SAF Publishing. The address is in the book, but that's what they're called.
Oh, they've got a website as well, which is safpublishing.co.uk. That's easy to remember, that one. Except when you said it to me, I thought you said S-A-S, and it's S-A-F for Freddie.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically the book, the front cover's a picture of you as well, isn't it?
It's a picture of me arms going through a record box.
So give us a quick rundown of what's actually in the book. About you said you're souling it. What do you actually mean by souling it?
Well, it starts off, I was down in Kent, and I used to sit outside a little restaurant-y bar place called the Bally Eye and listening to music, and I was blown away by this music.
And how old were you at the time?
I was only 10. And then I gradually went to youth clubs, and the skinhead movement come in, and we had the reggae, and then it all built up. And then I found myself in the famous Wigan Casino.
Wow.
And ended up, as we're doing again, we're starting it all over again. We're still going to all-nighters at 54. I'm really looking forward to the Case to Soul weekend.
So you're not reliving your youth. Did you always go out?
I had a sick child, and I had to stop going out when my son was born, but I didn't sell any records. However tight it got, I kept the records.
So are you a record collector as well?
Oh, big time, big
time.
So
you've got lots of valuable records, have you?
There's a few thousand there.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's the most you've ever paid for a record?
The most I've ever paid for a record isn't a lot, really. In our world, it was £175.
Still quite a lot, though. Consider it's a 7-inch as well. It's not even an album.
Yeah, 7-inch single.
One track, and it lasts about 3 minutes if you're very, very lucky.
That's right, that's right. But
so tell us about your dyslexia. How has it affected your life?
Well, really, I think dyslexia is a big word. I've seen children recently, they seem to be a lot worse off than I do. I think we had reading difficulties, and it's embarrassing, really. You go to write a cheque, and you have to ask the lady to do it for you. And then what happens, you might read a piece out of a book, and when you get to the end, you don't really know what it's told you.
What's that, because you didn't understand it, because the letters are jumbled up?
Yeah, sometimes the letters go jumbly, and sometimes you just get to the end, and you think, I'll have to read that again.
Not the whole book?
Well, quite a bit of a paragraph.
Do you find that the more you practice with your reading and writing, you actually improve, or doesn't it make a difference?
Since I've wrote the book, it's made a hell of a difference. I'm recognising spelling mistakes, but don't ask me to put them right.
But at least you know you're doing them wrong.
Exactly.
You can always use spell check on your computer as well.
Well, this is why I couldn't write the book on the computer, because the spell check didn't understand leave it out. How's it going?
No, it wouldn't.
And the way we speak.
Yeah, and also it's American as well, it tends to be spell checked, so it spells it wrong anyway, doesn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, exactly.
So what kind of help did you get when you were growing up at school with dyslexia?
Well, they didn't really recognise it. We were just putting lanes in the class. You had the fast lane, the medium lane and the slow lane, and it was rotten being in the slow lane.
Did they think that you weren't very bright, or did they think that you were sort of a naughty kid that didn't really want to get involved?
No, I don't think so. I think that they had done the best with what they had. They had no support teachers. They had to work to the middle of the class, and they steered us in the direction where we'd earn a shilling later on in life. In my case, it was carpentry.
So, oh, right, so that was my next question. So you became a carpenter?
I became a carpenter because most of the time when they were doing English and maths, I'd be repairing my mate's lockers.
So things are very different these days, you know, for people with dyslexia, the kind of help you can get if you're very lucky. If you live in the right borough and go to the right school and things like that, we've got someone... Just to your left there, Tom Waite. He actually works at Link FM 2 days a week. And you're 14, aren't you, Tom?
Yes.
So tell us, so did you have lots of problems at school with dyslexia?
Yeah, quite a bit.
In which way does it affect you at school?
Just reading and writing and spelling mistakes, and maybe sometimes I'd get letters back to front, like D's and B's, and I'd put them down but not notice it until it came to the check.
But you also have a very keen interest in music, don't you?
Yeah.
So that's ideal that you're working for Link FM.
Yep.
And actually very technical. You know how to do a lot of the use the sound recording equipment here and all sorts of things, much more so than a lot of the adults here as well. How long have you been here for now?
I think it must have been about half a year now, I think.
All right. About 6 months,
yeah.
Then. Well, the programme you're on is called the Vocational Inclusion Programme.
Yeah.
I think we could have another child. Well, it's called your child. You're actually quite mature, actually. I think working with a lot of adults has made Tom really grow up. Yeah,
yeah,
it makes a lot of difference,
definitely,
to him. And he's really part of the team. He's not like a schoolboy coming in and helping us. He really does know what he's doing here. So do you think it's helping you then, Tom?
Definitely.
So what would you like to do when you actually leave school?
Well, become a DJ, presenter.
A DJ or a presenter. Are we talking about club DJ or radio presenter?
Both.
Yeah. You could be a sound technician as well, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Because you sort of really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So is it helpful to you, Tom, to see Reg, that he's written this book?
Yeah.
And it's the one thing really that's hard to tackle for you, isn't it? Because you can be a fantastic carpenter or dancer, as I know you are, Reg, or brilliant with the sound equipment, but the reading writing bit is just a bit that holds you back, doesn't it?
It really does hold you back. But since I've written the book, what people have been saying is that people who read and write throw it in a bin, and people who don't read and write have terrific memories.
Yeah.
And I think we get by on our memories. Like, if you tell Tom to do something on the sound equipment, he'll have to log that.
Yeah.
He won't be able to write it down.
No.
So he logs it with this, having a terrific memory.
So do you think that's how you compensate with having a brilliant memory then?
I think so, because some of the things we've wrote about in the book, it's logged in the back of people's heads who wrote it down and threw it in the bin.
Right, so far, the book's actually launched when?
It's coming out on the 24th of April, but we've already sold 2,000 copies.
So it's called Searching for Soul by SAF Publishing.
SAF.co.uk.
SAF
Publishing.
And it's also, I've noticed it's available on eBay at the moment.
It is, it's available, but apparently this is how it works. It gets a launch date, and the launch date is, as I say, April the 24th. But I know that it's out there because we've sold 2,000 copies,
yeah.
And I'm hoping to take about 1,000 paperbacks to the Case to Soul Weekender.
Well, the funny thing is there's lots of references to certain people that go there and various venues like the Wigan Casino. Is the gold mine in there?
Yeah, the gold mine's in there, the Bally Eye in Margate, Wigan, Blackpool Mecca.
So anyone that went to those kind of places around the 70s and 80s... Or maybe back to the 60s slightly?
Yeah, 60s. I think it's a typical soul fan's journey, plus growing up, your first girlfriend. It's all in there. Nothing's cut.
Lots of emotion in there, isn't there?
There is. And it's about life as well as, you know, how you cope when things come along.
And how the music sort of helped keep you on the sort of thinking
big
mark,
time.
Really.
Without the music, I don't know what you would do.
So you were telling me about someone said something about film rights.
Well, yeah, they've said that. As soon as I got a publisher, because I was a bit green on how all this works, I one of my girlfriends, Alison, enrolled me in the Guild of Authors Union, and they phoned up and said, you know, you've got to look after the film rights on this because it's a British phenomenon. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be great. So who's going to play you in the film? Who do you think would be perfect in the role?
Well, I'd like Tom Cruise, but I can see Danny DeVito.
Well, it's sort of someone kind of in between. But it needs to be a British actor, most importantly, doesn't it? Yeah. So you have to start thinking on that level, because you can't have an American coming in and doing a British accent. It just doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, well, he's got to know the leave it outs and the chabs and all that bits.
Right, so you're saying you collect records.
Yeah, big time.
You've brought one in for us today, which I've never heard before.
This is extremely rare. I believe it's a Soul Sam. He's the latest discovery, and it seems to sum up the book. It's called I've Got It, but in the chorus it says, I've got it, I've found what I've been searching for.
Oh, that will be good. We'll just hear about that in a couple of minutes. So, hopefully the film's going on. The book's has been launched on the 24th of the month, which is 6 days' time.
Yeah, that's right.
And you must be very excited about it.
Well, I had a little book launch in my hometown, and that's where most of the books have gone, and on, of course, the Northern Soul scene as well.
So you're a local celebrity, aren't you?
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's so hard to write for both scenes because sometimes they're at loggerheads with each other, but it seems to be an acceptance nowadays that I can go to the Case the Weekend and hear a little bit of my music as well as... Well, it's all my music, really. Yeah. But as a friend of mine told me, we're only borrowing this music.
No, that's right. So, Reg, have you got any kind of website or anything like that set up?
I haven't got a website set up, but if you just go into SAF Publishing, you can get the book direct from the publishers.
So it's www.safpublishing.co.uk. And also, I know it's available on Amazon as well, because I've seen it. They've got very, very good write-ups, actually.
I've had 10 exceptional write-ups, and one... Where the bloke hates it with vengeance, but I don't know why.
Probably doesn't like soul music, that's probably what it is.
I think he thinks that he owns the Northern Soul world.
Yeah, I think the book's not essentially... I know it is about soul music, but it's more about you and your life, really.
Exactly.
And what sort of made you the person you are today.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's a brilliant book, and it's full of emotion and sort of quite funny bits as well. Great, great book. So we're going to finish off with your record. Tell us who it is again, please, Reg.
It's I've Got It, and it's by Talbot.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in today, and good luck
thank
with the film.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with the film.
And thanks for Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Thanks. Got what I've been looking for.